So we have to ask the question, is the operation of speed cameras not being rolled out and directed properly? We recently saw in the Crowe report, which was very disappointing, which was issued in August of this year, very recently, we saw the fact that despite the fact the vast majority of Gardaí are deeply committed to their duties and task of keeping communities safe and carrying out their duties with care and with professionalism, elements were very concerning. There was poor productivity identified on the part of some Gardaí in roads policing, with weaknesses in approach to supervision and management by officers. So it's essential that we work to implement key recommendations. And the key recommendations are we've got to get tough with some of the tech companies who enable people to know where speed cameras are positioned. We need to legislate. We need to make sure that they are accountable for having these facilities on their websites, and motorists are using them all the time. If people are buying handheld devices to detect speed vans, we need to come down heavy on people who are found to have those devices in their cars by means of fines. And I think repeat speed offenders, they really do need to have their license suspended whilst they undergo and prove that they undergo a driving course again, and they don't get their license back until that is completed and until we see that they are willing to change their behaviour.
When you see the likes of County Leitrim, which is obviously a lot smaller than County Sligo, generating or collecting more fines than Sligo, does it beg the question that the County of Sligo is a particular area of concern? And does it, I know that you outlined various get tough approaches and stuff, but does it really come down to resources or lack thereof in the County of Sligo?
Exactly. We have to ask the question, is it resources? Is it the management of those resources? Are there less speed vans positioned there? Again, does it mean that Gardaí are less or more proactive, depending on those figures? So I'm asking for clarity on those issues from Gardaí, because it's not good enough that a driver or a motorist's safety is affected by the county that they are living in and the rollout of the service in order to detect speeding. I would say that rural roads and accident black spots are a priority. They are more dangerous, but of course we see speed vans on motorways. I don't have a major issue with speed vans on motorways unless it's to the detriment of those rural roads and those accident black spots, which it appears to me it could be. And I also think we need more speed vans in urban areas where people are required to slow down because we've got far more concentration of a population, whether it's through schools, services, shops, businesses, etc. Because as I drive around the constituency, I do see a number of speed vans parked on rural roads that are dangerous to speed on and in towns, but I also see them on our motorways. And I think motorways could be policed for speeding in a far more efficient way by tech. We know we have the average speed cameras. I've also travelled on motorways that have those. That's far more effective and cost effective, I would submit, than having speed vans, which are costing the state more than the fines that they are detecting and bringing in.